From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The U.S. presidential campaign intensifies even more. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are not mincing any words as tightening poll numbers force both candidates to wrestle for momentum as the election heads into the final stretch. Clinton, speaking at a Florida rally, attempted to shift the conversation back onto Trump after spending several days chiding the FBI for its decision to revisit its investigation into her emails.
I am sick and tired of the negative, dark, divisive, dangerous vision and behavior of people who support Donald Trump. It is time for us to say no. We are not going backwards. We're going forward into a brighter future.
While Clinton continued to attack Trump on character and temperament issues, Trump instead focused his attention on the failures of President Obama's signature health care law, which will see premiums for some popular health care plans rise by more than 25% next year. Police in South Africa's capital fired rubber bullets Wednesday to disperse protesters who gathered near President Jacob Zuma's office demanding his resignation. Journalist Thuso Kamalo reporting for VOA says thousands of protesters from the left-wing Economic Freedom Fighters Party smashed cars and building windows as they marched toward the Union Buildings, South Africa's seat of government. Protest took place shortly before South Africa's anti-corruption watchdog released a report on alleged corruption in the Zuma administration. A judge ordered the release of the report Wednesday after Zuma dropped a legal bid to keep it out of the public eye. This is VOA News. Police in the Midwestern U.S. city of Des Moines, Iowa, have a suspect in custody who may be responsible for the ambush-style killings of two police officers early Wednesday. Scott Michael Green, a 46-year-old white male, had been described as armed and dangerous. More from VOA's Jeff Custer.
Both officers were sitting in their patrol cars when the attacks occurred about 3 kilometers apart. Police Sergeant Paul Perizek said the incident has left officers in the area uneasy.
There's clearly danger if you're a police officer. These guys were gunned down, sitting in their car, doing nothing wrong. So there's definitely some danger out there. There's somebody out there shooting police officers. We hope we find him before anybody else gets hurt. We definitely don't want anybody in the public or in the community to get hurt.
Iowa Governor Terry Branstad called the killings Wednesday an attack on the public safety of all Iowans. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Iraqi special forces paused their advance in an eastern district of Mosul Wednesday to clear a neighborhood of any remaining Islamic State militants, killing 8 while carrying out house-to-house clearances. 6 of the militants were killed inside a tunnel in the newly recaptured Ghozjali neighborhood, while the other 2 were shot dead as they advanced on troops. Lieutenant Colonel Mahmoud Al-Tamini of the Iraqi Special Forces told the Associated Press about that. One of the militants is wearing an explosives-laden vest, he said. Meanwhile, hundreds of civilians cleared out of the adjacent neighborhood of Al-Samah, some carrying white flags. All of the women were wearing the hijab, a veil that entirely covers the face or only has a small slit-like opening for the eyes, and all of the men had long beards. IS strictly enforces an Islamic dress code in territory it holds. The United Nations is warning the Syrian government and rebel forces that they may be guilty of war crimes in the divided northern Syrian city of Aleppo. Government troops have been trying to take control of rebel-held neighborhoods in the city's east, carrying out a siege that cut off the area from food and humanitarian aid while airstrikes hit rebel strongholds. In response, rebel forces have tried to break the siege by intensifying attacks on western Aleppo under Syrian government control. Ravina Shamdasani, a spokesperson for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, outlined the case for a possible violation of human rights.
Such high numbers of civilian casualties suggest that armed opposition groups are failing to adhere to the fundamental prohibition under international humanitarian law on the launching of indiscriminate attacks and the principles of precaution and proportionality.
Meanwhile, the Russian Defense Ministry said Wednesday it would observe a humanitarian pause on Friday to allow both rebels and civilians to leave the embattled city. Follow this story and everything else at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.